Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on the next verse. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we got. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, this intrigue we doing it. It's real talk radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That's just what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. The podcast for years with the veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check us online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear real talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the topic we be on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics, other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
I guess we go through changes, I guess we go through changes, yeah. That's why we feel like strangers, that's why we feel like strangers, yeah. It costs to say a word, they ain't got no words for me. I ain't gotta say a word, I just let these birds fly free.
Won't speak on much emotion. Feel like I'm too open, heart too big, I need to close it. The waves of this world got me sipping on this potion. Emotional roller coaster got me sick to my stomach. Can't turn to nobody, can't tell nobody. Cause friends turn enemies and I feel they were private. Count on all my weaknesses, hurt me just to keep the fist. Lock up your heart and hand, no one to keep to it. Drain yourself in words so you won't hear me trying to think of it. Luckily I'm a writer so I ink a bit. Mind gets crowded, need to think a bit. No time, don't give a tip. Hope I won't need my liver fix, the pain that the liquor fix, healing equivalent, that's how I feel. Lord, please forgive me, just try and keep it real. I let some friends get close, then it got me chilled. Till some things from me disappeared on that cotton field. Wow,
I guess we go through changes, I guess we go through changes, yeah. That's why we feel like strangers, that's why we feel like strangers, yeah. It costs to say a word, they ain't got no words for me. I ain't gotta say a word, I just let these birds fly.
Trying to embrace the truth, chillin', sippin', drinkin' juice. Heart becoming cold again, I feel it in my attitude. Give someone your all and they walk with a part of you. Friends turn to lovers, left with nothing but the thought of you. Feel like I ain't good enough, feelings I just cover up. Cause I ain't got the money, I thought I ain't got the purchase luck. Plans turn to crap again, can't think the rap again. Beats ain't coming easy, hate it when it happens, man. But I'm good cause I gotta be. You fed the beast inside of me. Old me, R.I.P. Realizing the people in my life is really all I need. No hoes or no no's to those who wanna up and leave. Looking for reasons because I do the single. Did you think it would be different if y'all decide to mingle? LOL.
I guess we go through changes. I guess we go through changes. Go through changes, yeah. That's why we feel like strangers. That's why we feel like strangers. Like strangers, yeah. It costs to say a word. They ain't got no words for me. I ain't gotta say a word. I just let these birds fly free.
All right, what's up, everybody? Tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be celebrating Libra season, which is from September 23rd to October 22nd. This celebration is for all Libras, and tonight is the birthday of host Tay Real. Happy birthday to Tay Real. We will be joined by special guest, Lardy, Miss Claudy, who is a longtime friend of the show. Lardy Miss Claudy's birthday is October 15th. So happy belated birthday to you, Lardy Miss Claudy. As a matter of fact, it was Lardy Miss Claudy's idea to do a topic for Libras, since she and Tay are Libras, along with a few of their other podcast affiliates, may as well make it a celebration for everyone. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the character traits of Libra, here are some fun facts. Libras are most compatible with Geminis, Leos, Sagittarius, and Aquarius, while they are least compatible with Cancers and Capricorn, although Libras don't like being alone. They are still considered an introverted sign. Like their sign, Libras try to be balanced, quick to admit, clever, loyal, smooth negotiators, extremely observant, and romantic. When you think about the Libras, you know, do these traits sound consistent with their personalities? If so, if you're a Libra, this celebration is for you. Shout out to all the Libras out there. And you guys want to call in at 563-999-3434. All right, and with that being said, once again, happy birthday, my brother Tay Real. Happy belated to Lardy Miss Claudy. Hey, how you guys doing?
Appreciate it, Bobby. What's good, Bobby?
All right. All right,
what up,
all right.
What up, Bobby? Thank
right,
you.
Right.
Thank you for having me on your show today.
Quite welcome.
Happy birthday.
Of course. It's only right. It's only right.
Ooh. Lord,
how was your birthday?
Lord, Lord.
You had a recent birthday. How was your birthday?
You talking about me?
Oh, yeah.
You talking about me? Oh, how was my birthday? Mm-hmm. My goodness. My birthday was quiet. You know, I went out to eat. You know, I did a seance and went to sleep. That's what happened to me, you know, because birthday to me is like just another day. I haven't yet gotten to my prime peak of partying. I'm looking forward to it. So this is the start. This is the start. Tonight.
This is the start?
Is the night.
Okay.
Yeah, tonight okay. We're having it. Yes, a party. Yes.
Okay.
And so what did you do on yours?
I went and hung out with family. One of the fellas that I go way back with, like 20 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good time. I actually had a good time, man. Had some laughs. I had got some unexpected texts from, and even a call that was unexpected, and you know, people were showing love, and you know. Like that happy birthday text means everything. So just the acknowledgement means everything. So I think I was more acknowledged on this birthday than the last past probably few ones I had. So that's actually pretty cool.
Well, you know
so
what?
I had a pretty good day.
That's good. That's good. I mean, you know, I think the most exciting part, you know, that, you know, of my day was hearing from my Facebook family, you know, oh my God, I had a pour-in of happy birthdays and, you know, kisses and love, which that's so important, you know, that the influence that I have in their life, that they see me positive and that they enjoy, you know, shouting out and different things of that sort. So Facebook is my friend, you know what I mean? So I enjoyed that. That was pretty darn good. And I want to thank you, Facebook friends and family and fans. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome.
So, Bobby, what you do?
Yeah,
did you do anything?
Real nice message on Facebook. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. We don't even know each other that well. But, you know, we went to high school together, and she had recognized me in, like, the store one day, and we exchanged Facebook. And she sent me a nice message, you know. I was like, oh, man, I really appreciate that. Just the little things like that means everything. So, like, you know, shout out to her. That was, you know, she went above and beyond.
And also
you know
to
I mean?
Catherine and
cool.
my baby, my Aunt Alay, and all of them. Thank you. Hey, where is Catherine and all of them? Are they on yet? You know, because
we got numbers
there's
on the
more to come.
But people got, I don't want to put nobody on black. Oh, somebody want to speak. 704.
Yeah.
Area code 704. You're live on Israel Talk Radio.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. And
that's right, Libra Nation.
Hi.
This is Catherine Jones.
Hi, Catherine. I'm happy to hear
we got,
you.
We got the homie Catherine in
and
the building. How you doing, Catherine?
To you, Catherine.
Yeah,
how
thank
you. Doing,
you. Thank you.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is October 10th, and my husband's birthday is October
11th.
He sort of, he was shy. When I looked over that school bus seat at him, he was just blinking them little eyelashes at me.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh,
he
my God.
He swear he didn't attempt to see me, but I think we met on the school bus.
Did y'all? Well, how long you guys been together? That is such a love romance there.
Oh,
that
yeah,
like
30.
A romance novel.
Look, and listen, we were just discussing when I retell the story, people think that the heartbreak he gave me 30 years ago is like he's getting punished now for it. Like, he hurt me so bad, I was like, oh, you should let it go. But I think that it would make a good story because I draw people in and get them emotionally invested. So I think y'all are right. There's a romance novel in this. There's heartache.
Of course it is.
There's
y'all can get some money. Y'all can get some money out of that story.
Oh, my God. That's a real story right there.
You can shop it around.
There you go.
Yep, that's a book. That is beautiful. There's another one, Tay, that's going to be coming in. He is the host for the Dowdy Radio show, and I invited him to, if he's online, you know, he can, if you, well, there's a whole bunch of people that's going to be calling
in. I don't
put
people on blast, so whoever's on the line, if they want to speak, they got to press one. Got to
press
one if you want to speak.
Yep.
I'll just put people on blast.
Okay.
Huh?
And I'm
going to mute myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, man. You know, well, I don't know what it is, you know, to have a long, luxurious, love relationship, because as soon as I see that they acting out, it's like I'll take off my whole scale,
mm-hmm.
yep,
you
and lay it down, and
know,
I'm gone.
You're a heartbreaker. I never like you. When I hear a woman talk like that, heartbreaker.
I mean, but
she
you know,
the type that changed her number and just leave, don't say nothing. You come back home, all her stuff gone, she gone, she ain't leave no note, no nothing. She just
well,
gone.
How you know? Are you been a fly on the wall or something? Because that's exactly what I be doing.
I know how that type of woman operates. I know how
well,
that type of woman
look,
operates.
I guess I was with the wrong sign. I think Bobby was talking about what was the signs that, you know, are most compatible. Seem I will always be hooked up with a Scorpio somewhere.
Bobby, what's the most compatible sign for Libra, Bobby?
What's the most compatible
sign for Libra?
The most compatible signs, let's see here. It's okay. Gemini, Leo,
mm-hmm.
Sagittarius, and Aquarius. While they are
the four.
Compatible with Cancers and Capricorns.
I want to stay as far away from Cancer as possible, literally and figuratively. So I don't need no Cancers in my life trying to give me cancer. No.
Scorpio. I don't understand it. You know, what's up with the Scorpio? I've never met any of those signs before, but I'm interested
Scorpios
in Catherine.
Right. Stay away from them.
Catherine
Scorpio.
Got the
rum,
you know.
Stay away from them.
Hmm?
Scorpio.
Stay away
Catherine.
From Scorpios. They're not right. Catherine on me. She said she's on me. Yeah, that's November.
Oh, okay.
That's late October, all the way through mid, late November, probably late October to late November.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you know, for some odd reason, I don't know, but. Well,
I
think that, you know, I think you can get along with any sign if, you know, they want to work with you, you know what I mean? You know?
Of course.
I think any sign is a good sign.
When it all comes down to it, it really comes down to individuality, but it's just interesting and fun talking about the zodiacs. You know what I mean? Trying to
uh-huh.
get a better understanding of the character traits.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was wondering, I feel like I get along with Libra's good. And I'm wondering, you know, and I'm seeing Catherine and her hubby. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
I think that's a beautiful thing. 30 years and you with a
thing,
Libra.
Right?
Libra are the bomb.
I was wondering, what is Libra on Libra crime like? You know what I mean? Like, two Libras trying to make it through thick and thin. What is that like? You know what I mean? Because when I be talking to other Libras, I be feeling more connected with them, but I don't know if it's just because of the similarities. Like, I really be feeling like I got more in common with other Libras than I do with people of other, when I meet people that's other signs. You know what I mean? I feel like I'll be having more in common with them, but it never really works out romantically. But we always have great conversation or have a good time or whatever. But
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know. But see, you know, Catherine will be able to tell us what's the secret to being with the same sign as Libra. You know, her and her hubby, they will be able to let us know what it would take, because it is a give and take in any situation in a relationship. It's just that it just depends on who is willing to give that give and
sacrifice.
Take, you know?
And it always comes down to sacrifice, because if you ain't willing to sacrifice, you ain't ready for a relationship, because no two people are 100% alike.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to sacrifice and compromise in order to coexist with another human being. That's just all it is, too. There's no way around it.
Right.
There's no way around it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And the couples that are willing to do the most sacrificing are the ones that typically have longevity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what?
Well,
hey, look, we got music to play and stuff. Man, what song do you want to play? What song? Let's just play one of your songs. For those who don't know, Lottie Miss Claudie, I call her Wendy, but Lottie Miss Claudie, you know, she got music. Let them know about your music and stuff, man. We celebrating Libra tonight, so let them know.
Which one are you playing? Okay,
what
you want to know about the music?
Just tell them.
Which one you playing?
You know, you're working on or whatever. I'm going to let you pick.
Oh.
I'm
going
to let you pick.
Well,
what song you want to play first?
Okay, well, you know, a lot of my music is about, you know, things that I have seen and been through. And so this newest song that I am going to release, which is called Lurking, is, you know, for couples that have broken up or broke up and, you know, and you ain't talking or whatever, but they lurking, you know, on your internet, you know, hiding in the bush or something, you know, and they getting on your nerves, because really, if they really want to be bothered with you, you know, it's the man up or woman up, boot up, whichever one you want to call it. And, you know, make yourself known, you know, why hide the way you feel, you know, just learn how to communicate what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Stop lurking. That's what that song is all about.
That's a great concept.
Let's get to it. Let's get to Lurking by Lottie Miss Claudie. We should call her, area code 614. Don't touch that dial. We're going to play this song by Lottie Miss Claudie called Lurking, and when we come back, we'll get you on. So just bear with us. We're going to get into this Lurking by Lottie Miss Claudie. We're celebrating Libras tonight. Let's get to it.
Libra!
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it ain't funny no more. You text me on my phone, and you're knocking at my door. Ain't got much to say, 'cause you don't turn me. You gotta stop lurking, boy. Stop acting so skittish. Stop acting old school kiddish. It's over and it's finished. Tell me why you keep lurking. You keep lurking, baby. Tell me why you keep lurking. Tell me why you keep lurking, lurking. When I wanted you, you didn't want me. So tell me why the hold, and why's you lurking me? You gotta stop lurking, boy. Stop acting so skittish. Stop acting oh so kiddish. It's over and it's finished. You gotta stop lurking, boy. Stop acting so skittish. It's over and it's finished. Ah, you keep on lurking, baby, yeah.
No need to be cold. You're getting too bold. You know you did me wrong. So hold your tongue, bro. You ring my telephone. You're in my window. Hiding in the bush. Cause you ain't no more. Tell me why you keep lurking.
You keep on lurking, baby. Yeah.
You gotta stop lurking, boy. Stop acting so, so skittish. Stop acting oh so kiddish. It's over and it's finished. You gotta stop lurking, boy. Stop acting so, so skittish. Stop acting oh so kiddish. It's over and it's finished. You're lurking on my net, net. With great regret. So sorry about your love. I got a brand new pet. You gotta stop lurking, boy. Stop acting so, so skittish. Stop acting oh so kiddish. It's over and it's finished.
Wow. Wow.
All right, so lurking by.
Wow.
Oh, hey, Miss Friday, a.k.a. Wendy.
That's a round of applause. That was hot.
Was that banging or what? That's how I feel about, you know.
That's how you do it. That's
yep, that's,
it.
Well, that's the party.
Not that, there was delay. Hold on.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
My computer delayed.
There. Thank you.
I knew
thank
the computer so bad. Oh, my God.
That was great.
Thank you.
Wow. So what made you come up with
the tell us about that. Oh, yeah.
That.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How'd you come up with the record?
How did I come up with it? Well, you know, again, it's out of experiencing my breakup, you know, with, you know, my male partner and in my lifetime and, you know, you on social media, right? And, you know, you're out singing or, you know, you're in the public eye, right? And so when people break up, sometime, you know, instead of them just going about their business, you know, if it is what it is and you broke up, go on, mind your own business. But no, they done chose the wrong person, you know, thinking that they can get something better somewhere else and the grass is greener when actuality, you know, they had the bag when it was with me, but they didn't see it. So, you know, they were blindfolded and they went on out there and, you know, and then you find that there's a whole bunch of fake posts and fake profiles being set up on your Instagram and on all your social media sites. And you wonder, who is these people that ain't got no faces on their profile? But it's those that are lurking, your man or your woman, trying to see what you're doing, who you with, you know, perhaps, you know, to see what they can do to cast a spell or something. I don't know, you know, but it happens, you know. We all have that time and phase in our life where you have people that's lurking you, whether that's your enemies or your frenemies or anybody else. But it's something that everybody goes through. So I thought I'd just put it out there just to say, I know you lurking, so lurk on this. That's what that's all about.
And she is so right, because I have hundreds of those on Facebook, like people who never respond. They don't even have a picture of themselves. They just are looking at your posts. They're looking at your posts. Hey, you don't know who the person is. And then you got people me a friend, and they have these weird, you know, these made up names and stuff, and you know it's made up. And so, so I got a lot of those out there looking at my posts, and there's probably people, and I guarantee you, some of them are people that know us. But they just lurking to see what they said. They're spying on you. They want to see what you're doing.
Yeah, see what you're doing. See if you get doing better than they are. Sometimes you know your women or men, how they men looking at your stuff.
Number 614 wanted to speak. Are you calling 614? You're live on It's Real Talk Radio.
Yes, hi. My name is Dodie. I was invited onto the show by Miss Wendy. I'm a Libra as well.
Hey!
Shout out to you, brother.
Hey, how's it going?
Happy birthday to you, Dodie. Yes.
Happy birthday to you too, Miss
Wendy.
I love the song.
Thank you.
Can't stand lurkers myself. I delete and block people for doing such actions.
Well, that's not, you know what, but all they going to do is just go and find them another profile that you don't know nothing about and
get
back up there again. You can't get rid of them.
That's true. This is very
true. You know, you can block them all you want to. Just give them something to lurk about, you know. Give them something to lurk on. I mean, you know, you're highly protected, you know. And, you know, you go, as long as you're in the public eye, there's going to be always somebody that don't like you or jealous of you or you done broke up with somebody and they mad because their life ain't turned out right. You know what I mean? And they looking at you mad because they should have, could have, would have with you.
Right.
Hey, brother, when's your birthday, brother?
I'm sorry, say it again.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is September 24th, 1986.
Okay.
I was born on a Wednesday.
Okay.
This is another radio host. Dodie, host. He's a radio host. Yeah, he has a radio
show. Talk about the radio show.
Well, I started it this year. It's called a Dodie Podcast. I feel like there is such a what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, yes, there's such a holster on how we should be able to express ourselves, the topics that we discuss. And sometimes we need to hear the real from us because we only know how to take it in from us. You know, we have other people trying to tell our stories, but only we can tell the stories and the struggles we go through better than anyone else can try to put us in that position. So my show is just really just aimed at things that's going on with life, society. It's an extension of me being a life coach as well, because I want to be able to have those conversations, those ones that really open up the mind as much as the heart.
Yes.
You know? So
awesome.
My show, that's really the goal, a Dodie Podcast, A-D-O-W-3-T-Y Podcast. And right now I'm on my second season, and I'm looking for more, you know, intricate topics, things that we can really exchange, bounce off of each other, just on every spectrum. So when it comes down to things like of this nature, I want to be able to have these kinds of conversations, you know, because we don't get a lot of this. We don't get the exchange from us. And, you know, we're all Libras here, right? So, we're all about balancing the scales and bringing everything into focus so that, you know, everybody gets their even share. You know, so when I started the radio, it just was really just about, I have a specific way that I view and perceive life and situations. I'm always being asked for advice about things, and I feel like, well, if I'm going to give you something free, I want to give you something wholesome. You know, if it ever gets to a point where I'm charging, I want it to be much more hard-hitting and more personable. So the radio, as well as the web series, A Dodie Moment on YouTube, it's all just an extension of me trying to just give back what my skill is, what my art is, you know. So that's really what it's about. So we're, like I said, second season for the audio podcast and still first season for my web series that's on YouTube. So I
that
do have some questions, if that's fine with y'all.
That sounds
okay.
Great. And a lot of people can use that, can use going to your, you know, your platform could be, it sounds awesome. People could definitely go on your platform and get some positive feedback from you. So that's great. We all need
That's really where it's aimed at. I guess I've had a bit of a hang up, and maybe y'all might be able to help me with this a little bit. When I'm just now starting, And, you know, I've discussed this with Miss Wendy as well. Because I'm just now starting, what did it take, you know, to maintain that strive to keep going for more viewership, for, you know, more feedback? Like, how would someone starting out into this field really be able to get themselves out there? If y'all can assist me with this.
And Brenda is on the line, too. She might want to jump in on this one.
Hey, so whoever's on the line, I see different area codes on the line. Y'all just got a plus one. You plus one, I'll bring you one. I used to just bring everybody on, but I realized some people don't want to be put on blast. Some
right.
people just want to listen.
Press one, y'all,
so,
to get a shout-out in.
You know. Yeah, oh, people starting to press one now, too. Okay. okay. So let's, all right. Okay, cool. We got you, but we're going to answer your question. Let's, you know, see who are trying to chime in. Area code 323.
I wouldn't be a Libra for love or money. What kind of show?
Oh, come on now.
Hey, what's going on? This is Jeff. You're area code 123, man.
Yeah.
Area code always changed, and I had no idea that was you, man.
I'm telling you. Boy, oh
yeah,
boy.
Well,
no idea that was
well, you know
man.
Me.
Happy birthday, Libra.
I'm not a Libra, but thanks.
What are you? Tell us now. Who are you? You're partying with us.
That's
come on.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's
well,
our guy.
Right
he calls in all the time. That's our guy. He calls in. That's our guy right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I hey, thought
wait,
I
wait, wait,
party. Okay.
Oh, hey, you always welcome at our party, Joe. Article 812. You're live on It's Real Talk Radio, Article 812.
Hey, now, this is Lady Diva.
Hey, Lady Diva, there she is.
Hey, how are you
now,
doing?
Ask that all right, ask that question again, Dodie. Ask
all
the question.
Right. Well, the question is, as a you know, someone starting out doing podcasts and web series, I'm asking this regarding viewership. How would someone starting out be able to help increase their viewership, their audience, be able to get their name and their words out there a little better?
Well, I can ask that question. I do Blog Talk Radio, of course, and I've been doing it for 7 years. To get your shows out, you have to distribute to many networks. And not only that, for your clients, when you have them as guests, they would love to come back on and they would love your work ethic to distribute the show to other networks like Spotify, YouTube, iHeart, to name a few. And not only that, keep your guests as clients because they would like to return as return guests. That's how I've always been doing it for 7 years.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I keep that in mind. I'm pinning that right now.
Yeah, and
okay.
I would add in definitely like Facebook groups. I don't think they're as impactful as they were, but they're still impactful. But like Instagram and all this TikTok and all this other stuff starting to really like kind of take over. But don't shy away because like you can really meet people that's like, I met a lot of people that's been guests, callers, all that stuff. Like, the groups, you got to be willing to put in that work. I'm talking about, like, overtime. Like, you got to dedicate your leisure time to promoting.
Yep.
If you ain't going to hire somebody to do it or hire a team, then you got to be willing to bet on yourself and go all in, promote, get on, whatever you got, Twitter, Instagram, promote. Hey, man, check this out. You know, y'all check this out. I'm doing this. I mean, like, you got to be willing to get on people's nerves, like, always in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Posting.
That's a good point. That's what I was worried about, too. I was worried
you have to be in their face. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and even if you are, there are two guys I know. I won't mention their names, Tay and Bobby, that I always invite to other shows. But they don't show up.
I have way too much going on.
But here's the reason why I put them on blast on purpose, because I invited them to a couple of shows, and those particular hosts that I invited them to for the first time in a long time, they didn't show up.
Yeah.
So then Bobby and Tay go to those shows. Yeah, they didn't show up. So Bobby and Tay go to those shows, and they say, wait a minute, this show isn't here. What the hell is Joe doing? So now they're very skeptical of whatever show that I recommend to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, come on now. Oh, wow.
I still got the numbers for your show. So
I want to say one more thing. One more thing, too, like that I did that I noticed that really works. I don't know how many of y'all have done this, but you know how you go on YouTube? I'm not talking about the YouTubers with millions of subscribers. They might be a little Disney or a little Hollywood. But I'm talking about the ones that have content that's relatable. When you feel that, and you're like, man, I relate to that, or I like what that person's talking about. Sometimes they'll have their email, and you shoot them an email. I've had YouTubers be guests on the show, too. Like, a lot of times they make for great guests, too. Like, one of my best shows, we was talking about narcissists with somebody that had over 100,000 views on YouTube just covering that stuff, and his followers loved him. And when I posted that on YouTube, because he stopped being on YouTube, I mean, the appreciation was just pouring in. Like, man, we love this guy. I can't believe he's not on YouTube.
Right.
Thank you for sharing his voice with us again.
Yeah.
Like, because the whole thing is you want to tap into other people's, like, basically fan base. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Their viewers.
Mm-hmm.
In exchange, you give them
right.
viewers.
Right.
And one hand watches the other. You know what I mean? So,
right.
There's
right.
so many little things you can do. Every little thing helps. You know what I mean? Everything. Like,
There's a lot of things you can do, but it takes an extraordinary amount of work. You have to, you really want
does.
To expand your base,
yeah.
you have
it
to
does.
Go to
you
where
have
the.
To dedicate
yeah. yeah. Right. You have to go to where the people go. Somebody mentioned, I think today was you, Instagram. You have to be on Instagram, Pinterest, start your own website, because Block Talk Radio is not going to do it for you. Block Talk Radio does not have followers.
No.
Okay?
No.
No, that's right.
This is for 30 and over. This is for 30 and over right here. This is for the older people.
But the
right
thing
now,
is,
well,
like, radio,
I mean,
you
well, you know, I have started
like,
radio. I have started radio, like, in 2008 on Blog Talk Radio. So things were much easier, and Blog Talk Radio was a new radio station. So they were really trying to, you know, get the traffic in. And I got lucky because being on Blog Talk Radio and have been on Blog Talk Radio for the many years from 2008, because they had all that traffic coming in because they were new at the time, I was able to collect a little
there
bit
no
over 90,000 listeners.
Like,
that's nice.
Right.
That's
see,
really nice.
When there was no Instagram and stuff, it was a lot easier. Now, a lot of times people are using Instagram. Instead of having a podcast, they got an Instagram. And that
they
Instagram
got an Instagram,
is awesome.
Right.
And people love doing, like, you know what I mean? So, like, that's like, yeah, exactly. That's like the number one competitor to, like, actual traditional podcasting like this. It's like people going
and
on Facebook Live, Instagram
now,
Live.
Spotify has one now.
Yes,
yeah,
they
we got a caller. I'm going to get to this caller, Aya Cole 3, because I'm noticing callers starting to hang out. Let me hold up. Aya Cole 3, my friend.
Get the caller.
Aya Cole
3, my friend.
You guys got Joe on your show. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Don't tell me you're a Libra, Bianchi, because I'm not going to believe you.
I was calling to find out what that is. I don't know.
You trying to find out what that is? I thought you said that you was hearing joy. That's what Libras are.
No.
I said you guys got Joe on your show.
Yeah, he was hearing me, so he figured, I'll call it
in. Joe, I was joking because I was calling you Joe. Joy. We got Joy.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on. Joy is on the show.
But, no, you talking about social media. Heck, I go back to Black Voices. But it wasn't a call-in. 365 was a call-in at that time. And that was back in like 1990, in the 90s, early 90s.
Wow.
And
my goodness.
Yeah.
Man,
it
was simple back then.
It was way simple.
It
yeah,
was
right.
Much
more now.
Yeah,
now
let me
tell you
something about those. Sorry. Go ahead, Bianca.
No, I was just going to say they didn't have the type of topics that you run into today. Now it's completely off the hook. Go ahead, Joe.
Also, there was the caller said they had 90,000 listeners. You did not have 90,000 listeners. What you had was Blog Talk Radio telling you you had 90,000 listeners.
Yeah, it may seem to be that way, but I have done a lot of radio programs and with a lot of people from over across the different countries, and as well book people that's doing authors, books, everything.
Yeah.
I have hustled for what I have, believe me, and they are still listeners
now
today.
Right. Where do you get the 90,000 from? Is that from Blog Talk telling you that?
No, that's actually from all of the stats. From, you know, that's on this map. You have a, on the back office, they show you where your listeners are coming from, which is over in Germany, everywhere. And I have talked to so many. This is over it's over years. I've been on there about 12, 13
right,
years now.
I know.
Yeah, since 2008. So I had to hustle a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, I earned those listeners. Yes, I did.
Yeah. I can believe it. She got the damn switchboard lit up right now. These are, well, other than Joe, you and your guy.
Yeah. But here's the thing about Blog Talk. Do not believe the stats from Blog Talk Radio. They will tell you that you've got 100,000 downloads. And you will say, wow, you know, 100,000. You have to question them. You know what their definition of a download is?
I don't know nothing about downloads. I just know that I've had over that of listeners. Yeah, you know, I can understand. I don't know nothing about a download, but I do know that they have listened. And, you know, across Google, you know, I have all type of countries that listen to my podcast. So, you know, I'm not saying that to be flamboyant or to boast about it. I'm just saying, since we were talking about the hustle that you have to do to build your brand, you know, I have had an opportunity to do that. But as far as the downloads are concerned, I don't know anything about that, but I do know that the listeners are real.
If you have stats if you have stats from other sources, then you can probably trust them better. But if you're going to be on Blog Talk Radio, be very wary of what they tell you. A download Blog Talk Radio, somebody who just dropped.
Y'all hear that knocking? I need that.
Somebody wants to come in.
Yeah, I need that.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, let's
hear it.
I'm trying to keep order. This is what I want y'all to do. When I call out your area code, or you can just state whatever your name or your alias is, so the switchboard won't be all over the place and I won't know who it's who, I would greatly appreciate it. So when I call out your area code, just state your name, please. So area code 614. Which one of y'all is 614? No? Okay.
613.
Oh, you're 614? All right, what's your name?
My name is Doty.
Doty?
Yeah, Doty is on here.
We got Doty. Okay, Doty. Okay, now area code 323. That's Joe, right? Is that Joe? No, it's not. Is it Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, let's change it. Okay, that's Joe. Joe, okay. Okay, that's Joe. Now area code 812.
Hey, that's Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. What's up, Brenda? I just realized who that is. What up, Brenda?
Hey.
Area code 314.
This is Pianki, and I was just interested to know what type of topics you have on your shows.
On my podcast?
Yeah, and what's the nature? I see this is on Libra. Is all of them based on birthdays and constellations? Or
No, this is, he's asking about Tay and Bobby. They have different shows and different topics every week. They go all over the place.
We're like bipolar with it. You don't never know what the hell we're going to be talking about.
I almost passed you guys up today, but let me finish what I was about to say with people who are on Blog Talk so that they don't get misled. A download, according to BTR, is anybody who just stops by, listens to your show for about 30 seconds, and then they can move on, that's considered a download. So it's very deceptive. Be very clear when you talk to the Blog Talk radio people what their definitions are.
Okay.
Well, I want to say this. This is Brenda, Lady Diva.
Go on, Brenda.
As far as the download, I don't pay attention what Blog Talk Radio says as far as how many folks they have reached throughout the country, because I take my show and send it to Spreaker.com. I send it to Apple Podcasts.
Apple, for sure.
When you send your shows to Spreaker, they send it to 10 other networks.
10 other places, right.
Yeah, 10 other places. And now everywhere is accepting podcast radio. Anybody and everywhere is doing podcasts. You can even send it to Amazon. Amazon podcast. And
Amazon even have me on there.
Yes. So the thing is, when you don't just rely on Blog Talk Radio, do your work and send your shows to other networks. And you'll do very well in knowing.
And that's very good information.
Yeah, for sure.
You will know who is listening.
And Dowdy, that is another way to get your listeners and your audience engaged and to come to your radio program. And you know what Brenda is talking about is very true, because you just don't rely on just Blog Talk Radio. You do have to transfer your radio programs to other places like Apple, you know, to iTunes.
That's what brings all of your listeners.
You can just go to Spreaker. And Spreaker will do it all for you with one push of a button.
Well,
for free.
Right now, my podcast, because I was doing it through Anchor.fm, and Anchor sends them out.
That's another good
Anchor sends them out
one.
To Spotify.
That's another one.
Apple
Spotify. This is how you get your listeners. And that's how they follow you to each one of your radio podcasts all the way to Blog Talk Radio. So Blog Talk Radio is just not the only way to get your listeners to listen to you. They follow you to every platform you're on.
Yeah, because really you can use Blog Talk Radio as your base platform. And then you send your show, the whole link to other distributions. That's how you do your distribution.
Right.
And then you connect with other networks, other people know your name, know your work, know your work ethic. And every time, like I'm on Soul Train in the UK for music artists. They do an R&B, and they have a load of other music genres that they're doing now. They started finding me on Spreaker.com, which is Blog Talk Radio also.
Which is Blog Talk Radio,
they love
right.
to go through Spreaker.com or Anchor and the other one. So you got to do your work.
You got to be willing to put in that blood, sweat, and tears, man, like anything. Like if you was trying to be a good basketball player, how you guys spend those countless hours in the gym.
Right. You got to learn how to pass the ball to your colleagues, you know? You can't
and
be the
right. And this is and this is also another way how to get listeners, you know, like all of us are here right now on Tave Reels, you know, show, right? You know, and that is we're supporting his show. We're supporting Brenda's show. We're supporting your show and any other shows that are, and we're helping each other to, you know, to build a audience for each other. That's the other way you get listeners.
Just like
the hip-hop, you see what I'm saying? But you have, but you have to be willing to want to, you know, what they call collaborate with other radio hosts to make things happen because we all need each other.
It's like we're all in the same race, but we're not in competition with each other. We're actually helping each other. We're all team players in the same game. And nobody's trying to be better than the next person. By the way, I'm a Taurus. I'm not a Libra.
You're a Taurus?
Hey!
Right, so we're not compatible.
Ooh, and you got an Aries that's over in here, too, somewhere.
Yeah, Aries,
you know what I mean? Bobby and Joe.
Hung
are you still online?
I don't even know what. No, he hung up. But
he
we
hung
got,
up.
Pianchi. Am I saying your name right? Sir, Pianchi, is that how you say your name? Says he's on here, but I don't know. He's not following.
Is he on
okay,
here?
Listen.
Hello?
Look, this is what we got to do.
Hello?
This is what we got to do. Wendy, I want you to introduce your next two songs, both of them, and we're going to play them both back to back. I want to make sure all of your songs get played.
All right.
We got two more.
Well,
I want to go ahead and play them both back to back. So introduce each one.
All right. Well, the song that is about ready to be revealed to you here on K-Reels Radio is Good Girl Gone. All right. Anybody that know about Good Girl Gone, it is what it is. You hear what I'm saying? Good Girl Gone from anything that's toxic. That's how I'm going to put that, okay? If you have a toxic relationship, whether you male or female, get gone.
Yes.
I hear that.
Then there's the second one. Do I need to do the second one too?
Yes, please. Yeah, both.
Okay.
Back
and the second one is a party. You got it going on. If you're shining and looking good, whether you male or female, and you know you got it going on, then this is the song for you because this is all about uplift and making yourself feel like you can make money with the biggest star there is. You hear what I'm saying? It's all about feeling good. So this is a party song. I hope you enjoy.
Okay, so we're going to get to these two songs. Everybody that's on the line, you're welcome to stay. I hope you stay. Because we're going to get back to some more talking, or you can hang up and call back. Everybody can take a break, go to the bathroom, light up a smoke, whatever it is you do. We're going to play our two songs, show what you love, show what some love.
That's real wrong.
And then we're going to come back, we're finish talking, networking, and just get back to the damn fool. So we're here on this Real Talk
and
Radio.
And do
your
shout out to y'all. If y'all need to shout it out, shout it out. Shout out a birthday to
people
somebody.
On, people that's on the switchboard, y'all, just press one when you want to speak, and we got y'all. So celebrating Libra season, it's Real Talk Radio. We're going to get to these songs by Wendy, a.k.a. Lardy Miss Claudie. Let's get to it. We'll be back.
Don't you say you don't get me? Let me tell you. me, I say, love me tender like a friend that won't a friend instead. You ride high like I don't need a sign, like a fat car gone. You ain't no friend, let me tell you now. You a stone cold killer of a thriller. Don't like a woman that's for real, a swimmer. Surviving the good and the bad and keeps it real. It's a thing of your past. But I'm so confused. He's a triple king that don't need to kneel. He don't need a feel. He's chill. He's real. Understand me now. I'm putting my feet up. I'm turning my heat up. With a high card hand up. A kiss from his lips on a day like this. Sweet love. Words to be heard won't be missed. Let me tell you now. You say we own. I say it's off. Can never wipe away the tears. You say that you love me, but you don't understand me. I say, love me tender like a friend that won't a friend instead. You ride high like I don't need a sign. Tell you now, you a stone cold killer of a thriller. Don't like a woman that's for real, a swimmer. Surviving the good and the bad and keeps it real. It's a thing of your past. But I'm so confused.
All right, so we are back. Everyone that was already on, I'm just bringing them back automatically. So if you don't, if you're doing something and you don't want to be heard, you can just mute your phone. You know what I mean? If you're doing something and don't want to be heard, but everybody's back on the panel. You know? Yeah, so that was Good Girl Gone and Got It Going On by Lottie Miss Clotty. Y'all there?
I'm here.
Oh, nobody. Y'all there? Oh, okay. Where my man Bobby? Oh, my man Bobby, you still muted. What up, Bobby? Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, I'm gonna put you on mute.
Yeah. I need you to press one so you'll be at the top and not at the bottom. When I push you on mute, press one, and then I'm gonna bring you back off mute. All right.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I can't have the homie on the bottom of the. Okay, there we go. All right, there we go. Because everybody who's got the notification that they want to speak, I instantly just click it, and I don't gotta like go through all the other numbers and stuff. All right, so Wendy,
yeah, that was nice, man. Great music, loved it. Both.
Oh, Wendy's muted. Hey, Wendy, press one. When I put you on mute, press one, okay?
All right, hold on. Let me press one.
Yeah, I need everybody that's on, yeah, press one. It's going to light up for the rest of the time you want to show.
Yeah,
all right, when you're still waiting for you to press one, is it still not, the notification ain't pop up yet. Okay, I don't know why.
I
that,
did
there
press
go,
one.
There we go. Now
okay.
You know. Hey, you know what? That all got right. It going on. That is just giving me that vibe. Like, I feel like it reminds me of, like, the them old records that I used to really just appreciate that you don't get no more. Them timeless, like, you know, it just got that, you know, sometimes you could play it at like a barbecue or wedding or, you know.
Absolutely.
What I mean? Like, it got that vibe.
Yeah.
It got that feel good vibe, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like the 80s.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
That smooth, good party music. Yep.
I like it. I had fun doing that song. You believe that? I was talking plenty of mess.
Yeah. Both songs. Matter of fact, all three songs were awesome so far.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got six more songs, you know, but I thought that I would bring
them
as a party for us.
You can find them
on Spotify for sure. For sure. They on Spotify.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to show you some love. I got Spotify. I'm going to show you some love. I'm going to give you some things.
I did a radio show.
I'm driving.
Yeah, put a like up there, you know. Let me know you like them. Share it. Whatever y'all do.
Oh, yeah.
Brenda,
yeah.
What did you say?
I trying to let everyone know if they want to look up your show on under Lady Diva Live Radio, and you can find your show, our show with Wendy on Spotify and YouTube and other.
Y'all got a show together?
It's on iHeart Radio as well. Yeah, well, I did a show with Wendy on my show, and I played all her music. Matter of fact,
nope.
Wendy has been on my show three times.
Maybe more than
I'm
that.
Trying
really.
To keep updated. I'm trying to keep up with her.
Oh, yeah.
I got three more songs that, you know, I'm going
to
release.
That's dope, man. I love it. Like, you know, just seeing fellow artists, you know, it's, some people might not know, but me and Bobby are also artists. We rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I
rap, I produce,
nice,
I engineer,
nice.
Studio sessions.
Well, you need to send me your
R&B. I write R&B. I write gospel. I do spoken word. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I write rock.
Okay.
Yep.
She's telling you
to get on a radio program. She's telling you that she wants you to get your music together so you can get on,
so she can
do an interview.
I'm with it. Yeah, let's do it. Me and Bobby working on the EP. Matter of fact, we're going to play a song that me and Bobby got together. We're going to play that before we get off air. you know, and I'm a player. One of my songs.
Yeah.
You know. Let the people know we're here. We do this. You know what I mean?
Somebody's saying something.
This is the last one that called. I was at the top, and you put me all at the bottom. Now I found myself outside in the cold, man. What a way to do
it. Hey, man.
You tell me the truth. Kick me outside.
That's not cool, Tay.
I'm going to leave you guys.
He wasn't gay. You wasn't there, remember, before we played the music?
Look, I'm going to leave you guys. I really appreciate the opportunity to contribute what little I was able to. And, you know, I'm going to drop back by the next time I see a topic that I can contribute to. Thanks very much.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on,
glad to have you.
Right? You got a podcast.
I don't have a podcast. I'm usually invited to
speak.
You're
a contributor. Yeah. Well, you want to let people know about the podcast
I'm gonna have
you
on my show.
Well, there's several of them.
Podcasts you contribute to?
There are seven of them. In the morning is Action Network. It's, of course, it comes on real early. It comes on 6 o'clock Central Time. There's another UAW political talk that I do on Saturdays.
Nice.
On Sundays I do one with some people, you know, young people trying to they don't know the words to use, and I try to tell them, I help them, and I demonstrate to them the words to use to get their thoughts across and describe what it is they would like to see change. So doing basically the same thing you do, but just with a different flavor, a different way.
Right. One other question I got. Sorry, Wendy, you were saying something?
You know, I would like to at some point have an interview with you, if you will allow me. I have some very interesting topics that I would like to hear you speak on, or maybe there might be one that you may want to speak on, and we will talk about it. But I would love to have you on my radio podcast, yes.
Well, you need to call me at the same area code, but the number would be 677-4953. And I would entertain your request and see if I'm able to contribute to it in a professional way, in a meaningful way.
It will be a wonderful thing. It surely will. Thank you very much.
You guys seem like you're having fun.
Right. I do know that you definitely like to talk politics, right? That's one of your favorite things to cover, right?
Well, I can talk politics, but I can also talk about other things too. You know, one of my pet peeves is education, especially in the class of Black and African American children. So,
okay. So there you go. When you got education, you know, I know he likes politics. He said education as well. Seems to be passionate.
Yeah,
about
politics,
that.
That's education,
my alley right there. Businesses. Education, yes.
Especially out-of-the-box businesses that I could help. I could share some information that some young Blacks are getting involved in. It's not the grocery stores or the barbershops, you know, things that we generally associate. Mm-hmm. It's some really, really good things getting ready to happen.
Oh,
I believe
that.
That
sounds good, yeah. If you don't mind, repeat your telephone number one more time. I finally find me a pad.
Well, the area code 314-677-4953. That's my cell phone.
Got it.
Okay,
got it. Yes.
All right,
y'all.
Safe.
Thank you.
Your name one last time.
My name is appeared on my birth certificate. Pianki.
P-I-A-N-K-I. Pianki. Pianki. I like that.
Got you. Hey, we appreciate you. Thank you for putting the time with us.
I appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
Likewise. Good night.
Have a good evening.
All righty. Okay, we got several people hang up now. So it's really just us now. It's just me, Bobby, Wendy, and Brenda.
Oh, you know? And there's no one else. Everybody else done hung up.
There's other people that's in the line, but they ain't have a plus one. And we got to respect that they just might just want to listen.
Okay.
They know
they
the plus one, they want to speak. We're not going to put them on blast. Because when I used to do that,
all right,
people
now,
are freaked out. They hang up. You know what I mean? Or they just wouldn't say nothing. So I've been stopped doing that. They got a plus one. I don't just put people on blast no more.
Yeah, press one, y'all, and give a shout out.
And
today, listening, we got some listeners too. But yeah, we'll be good to someone.
Yeah, I want to have a little fun. Let's talk a little relationships or something. Let's have a little fun. Then I want to play some couple songs. One of my songs, a song with me and Bobby. But before we do that, I want to have a little fun. What about some relationships, man? Something that's relaxing, something that's just easy. We ain't got to think hard. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What's
going on?
What's up with the ladies these days, man? Where the good woman at, man? Wendy, Brenda, you know?
Here I am.
How do bachelors find good women these days? Where should bachelors look these days for good women?
Well, the thing is, it isn't always at the club or at the bar. It's usually in the grocery store or coming out of a dollar store and having a nice conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you exchange numbers and you talk and you build friendship. It ain't always about getting a piece of ass or trying to get a...
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
No, I'm not saying there's something wrong with it, but when you're trying to build a friendship first, you get to know the person, because you can't go off and run into somebody and you ask them over to your place right away. Sometimes it's really not safe nowadays. People are crazy nowadays, and they gotten a little bit more aggressive, and it's getting a little bit scary. So the thing is, you play it smooth. You play it maturely. You just play it cool and smooth. Ain't not always trying to be in a hurry. And especially you go out on dates, public dates. You go out like to the movie, or you go to a show or something like that, and have fun with each other. So that is mainly building a friendship with a spouse or with another person, you know, and I believe that's how I do it, the safe way doing it, you know.
I agree. You gotta be friends first. Always gotta be friends first.
Yeah, Bobby ain't watching you in a while, man. Goddamn, Bobby talk, man. Hold on. Area code 951 want to speak. Area code 951, welcome to this Real Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
You really okay?
Did she just say hi, Mom?
Yes, she did. Hi, my Annalee.
Hi, Mother.
Thank
you.
I am fine.
To all of you Libras, I'm a Libra moon sign.
When is your B-Day? When is your B-Day?
Actually, I'm an Aries, but my moon sign is a Libra, so.
Okay.
Wow, that's different.
Oh, you're Aries, Bobby G.
Yeah.
When is
your birthday?
It's April 13th.
Well, shoot, that's not too far from me.
Yeah, I'm an Aries, too. I'm March Aries, March 21st.
Are you a March?
First day of Aries.
Happy related first day. To you, too, my fellow Aries.
Who
knows?
Libra,
he might have some Aries, some moon, some Libra in him over there too, somewhere.
For sure. But I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for, you know, allowing us to hear you guys, and I'm really inspired by a lot of you that's on here. And Mom, I love you.
I love you too. Thank you for coming and
speaking
in and giving your shout out on.
Yeah, it was nice.
I love you. Thank you, Anna.
Happy related.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and I wanted to say happy birthday to my BFF. More blessings to you, girlfriend.
Thank you. Thank you so much, BFF. I'm so happy that you're on the radio with me for tonight.
What's your daughter's name again?
Ma'ana Lay.
Ma'ana?
Lay.
Ma'ana Lay.
Like Lay's potato chip. Ma'ana Lay.
I'm gonna just say Lay. I feel like I'm messing up. I'm gonna just say Lay for right now. I know I'm gonna mess it up.
Or say
I'm
or say Anna, whichever one. Mm-hmm.
Anna. Okay, I'm gonna say Anna.
Anna Lay.
Made me think about Frozen for some reason. I keep thinking about Frozen when I hear that. Anna. my son loves Frozen so much.
Well, Anna Lay loves Frozen too.
I'm gonna push you on hold. So that way you can still listen, but yeah, I feel like she kind of was done, so I'm going to place her on hold. That way she can listen and she don't have to worry about, you know, her background or nothing like that.
Is she still on the phone?
She's still here, but she sounded like she was done with talking, so I just want to, you know, place her on hold so she can still listen, but not have to worry about, you know, muting her phone or anything like that. She still wants to stay.
Right. Okay.
We have area code 614 who wants to speak. Area code 614.
Yes, it's Dodi again.
Oh, you got disconnected. Okay, you hung up and called back.
Yeah. I had to put my little ones down for
oh,
tonight.
No doubt. I respect
but
that.
Yeah.
I would definitely respect
yeah.
that.
I love
hey,
being a dad,
name,
but I
brother?
Definitely came back. D-O-W-3-T-Y.
Say it one more time.
D-O-W-3-T-Y.
Oh, that's dope. Okay.
That's different.
Got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, I have a coinciding logo that I originated too that goes with
fire.
The D. Yeah, more original. All right,
so what are we going to do? This is what we're going to do, y'all. Hold up. Let me see. Hold up. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to play these two songs, and then we're going to come back and finish talking before we wrap up.
About the relationship.
We got two songs to
play.
I'm going to play the we're going to play Wrap It Up. That's with me and Bobby G. That's just basically, long story short, we let y'all know we can rap. There's no other way. This is that. You know, KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane had that versus the other day. That's this. That's letting y'all know we can rap. Oh, and there's an idea the hell out of it. It was so good. It was so good. Them guys put on the show, and I respect it. That's real hip-hop. So that's us just letting y'all know we can rap. And then I'm going to play my song, Mara, which is a story. You know what I mean? It's just me telling a story about a woman that is going through a lot, going through an abusive relationship. So we're going to play those two records. We're going to come back, and we're going to finish this talking. We're going to talk about some relationships. We're still just having a good time, man. So, you know, shout out to everybody on the panel. It's Real Talk Radio. This is celebrating Libra season. We're going to get to this music.
Yes.
It's the Rhyme Slayer. Verbal annihilator. Compare me to them rappers, you know. I'm greater. Hear them bars I be kicking. That's a delicate flow. You got a decent freestyle. It's irrelevant though. Welcome to that real hip hop. Bars flow delivery. Doors always stay closing on you. Ain't no chivalry. Some lyrically inclined. Others lack of literacy. Rhymes rain in high definition. Can you picture me? You might be from the school of the heart knocks. I'm tougher though. Roger that. Trying to get the bills like Buffalo. You be hard pressed to try to match it with me. Your whole image disappeared like international peace. Got a love for the saints? You a fan of my work. Who am I? Look up the meaning of a camel ray burst. Lyrically, I'm not the one you want to tangle with. Your action cause a reaction. Quantum entanglement. Let me hear some bars, put some skills right. You know how to write the beat, it don't feel right. Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills. You a lyricist to back it up. For real. Let me hear some bars, put some skills right. You know how to write the beat, it don't feel right. Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills. You a lyricist to back it up.
I've been rapping for years, even the microphone damage and bandages cause a freestyling with heart. Just related to the rhyming from beginning to start. Infiltrate all your grounds and blow up your spots. Lyrics for the lyrics and it's lock for block. I'm the Terminator of rap, the liquid clock. It doesn't even matter if your whole surround is locked. I slip through like the mist and I'm keeping consistent. Busting rhymes every day just to give it a twist. You don't even want to battle with this silver fist. I bust micro caps through your micro hat. Leave you dead on the floor, microseconds flat. I'm the illest MC to ever grace the mic. Light up this whole stage like it's nitro night. Like my man Abujo, call me numero uno. Flip your ass over and over like a master judo.
Let me hear some bars, put some skills right. You know how to write the beat, it don't feel right. Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills, you a lyricist to pack it up. For real, let me hear some bars, put some skills right. You know how to write the beat, it don't feel right. Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills, you a lyricist to pack it up. For real.
Good grades, got a scholarship, popular on the weekend, see other ladies beside her. Had a nice frame and a booty like young Tyra, the sweetest of apple cider, bestie was little Kaya. Now Kaya influence was bad cause she wasn't happy, bitter towards men cause she grew up without a daddy. You tell her all men ain't evil, so fast mass, yeah, call up all her ladies and start up a fast back. But mama was different, she remind you more than does. The way she grace you with prices like she was sent from above. Converse with anybody and she'll embrace you with hugs. Got one problem though, she always fall for them thugs. One night her and the girls decide to hit the club. Debated on which one and ended up going to love. Dudes just trying to holler but mama just wouldn't budge. Her eyes was locked on somebody, told his name was Buzz. Mama, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. My I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but it's your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. My I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but it's your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Now, after formally being introduced to each other, they hit it right off and eventually became lovers. Everything was cool, my rep in the school had a baby girl with Buzz in the side, the name of Jules. But truthfully, behind closed doors, Myra had a bad bug, had a jealousy issue, always getting mad. Myra was no pushover though, she wouldn't sit in bags. She would stand for what she believed, and ended up getting tagged. Use of juice for leverage, one of his greatest tactics. Kaya told her leave him or she might leave in the casket. Put the papers up, didn't wonder to finish classes. Struggled with fitness, and now she go for a master's. In Bug's mind, a woman should be a housewife. Have dinner ready and listen, I live her own life. Try controlling the curtain, I made him uptight. Now you fucking cussing and punching every night.
How many miles do we know about this? Being physically, mentally, and verbally abused? I mean, it's ridiculous, man. How can you treat somebody that you said you care about like that? It's wrong, man. And let me tell you something. If you have a friend or family member that's being treated like that, especially if you're a man, step up to the plate. But you're wrong for allowing it to happen. Don't let nobody treat your friends, family, or loved ones like that. I will be what you mean.
My wife feel for you, baby. We understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault. It's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. My wife feel for you, baby. We understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault. It's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. My wife feel for you, baby. We understand. You a good girl when it's your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Mama was chillin' with Kaya when at the noon. Had jewels in her arms when all you heard was a boom. Buzz at the door as he in it, straight buggin'. Liquor on his breath, I admire like she's disgusting. Started from the slam, Jewel started to cry. Kaya looked at him and said, how you deal with this guy? With the raised his hand, Kaya said, don't even try. They both jumped in the gutter, straight black in his eye. For a night, spit the bone, Mama would hit his phone. Answer with an attitude, say, I see you when I be home. Mama say, Jewel's wanna see you, and get hung up on. Coming back 3 days later, on the break of dawn. One morning, she got a call from a lady saying, I'm from the health department, we need to see you, it's urgent. Made her way down there thinking, when will it stop? Messing around with buzz is exactly what she got. Mama, I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Mama, I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations.
All right, so that was Wrap It Up and Marvel by me and Bobby G.
Power. Woo.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's power right there, boy.
Give y'all some flavor, you know what I mean? Let y'all know, you know. Let y'all know what we do, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole song, like, that's one of my favorite songs that I did, the Marvel joint, but that's from, like, it's not 10 years old, but it's probably, like, close to it. It's probably really close to 10 years old, but it's still one of my favorite joints that I did, because the impact and, like, you know, the people, the women that go through this stuff, you know what I mean, an abusive relationship,
yeah, right.
I really just had my heart set. I started off I was supposed to write a spoken word about it, and then it turned into a rap, and I just got a beat. You know what I mean? And I just turned it into a whole song, but I was just like, I got to do something about domestic violence because so many people go through it and so many women can relate
topic.
To it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I had to touch on it. So I just created a fictional story, but I used real life scenarios, you know? And, like I said, wrap it up. It's just like a song we can wrap.
Right. Yeah, good music is timeless, man. It doesn't matter.
Yes, that's good stuff right there.
Right. There you go. People could always get something from that. Listen to it. You know, so that's awesome.
Yeah, good looking. Good looking, man.
That's some nice music.
Yeah, appreciate it. Likewise.
Hey, the talented people
on
this
stuff.
Those songs really good hit home. Especially when you're talking about domestic violence and everything. Like, these things are something that's happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
Right.
It's sad truth to a lot of it is that a lot of people feel like, you know, they can't escape these kinds of situations, you know, because of how much is invested in such. So to be able to have an art form where you can express the pain that somebody is experiencing and make it more relatable for those who may not be experiencing or understanding what they're going through, that's a beautiful thing, man. That's really a beautiful thing.
Right.
I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
So we just all here to share and talk, you know what I mean, and vibe. You know, I want to get back to this relationship thing. We were just talking about, you know, where do the bachelors find good women these days? Now, we were just starting to get into it, that we had to, you know, address some callers.
Where do
and,
good bachelors?
You know what I mean?
Okay, we're...
Women these days. Yes.
Oh man, it's a nice loaded topic. I'm gonna enjoy this.
Where Anna at? Anna need to be in on this one too with me and Brandon while we got three of y'all.
You know,
and
I'm pretty sure
one
I'm not far away from hearing this.
Yeah, put Anna on here.
She back on. She got muted. Hey, Anna.
Anna.
We'd love to hear your opinion on this.
Hello.
Let's do one at a time, you know. Everybody got 5 minutes on it.
Okay.
We got 5 minutes to spare.
More like one minute. To pass
okay.
It. You know
okay.
What I mean?
1 minute.
People
okay.
On the panel.
Okay. Well, okay.
So, are we going paper
right.
Or scissors? Who go first?
Who are we starting? Start with me.
Let's start with Anna, and then we can go with. All right. So this is the order. We can go Anna, then we can Dowdy, then we could go. Did I say the name right? Dowdy?
Dowdy?
Dowdy.
Yes.
Dowdy. Okay. Then we could
yes.
Go Dowdy. Then we could go Brenda, Wendy, me and Bobby will go last.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Anna.
All right.
Where do bachelors
so,
go to find good women, Anna?
I would say, if you're in Columbus, Ohio, the excellent Black Tie Gala, where you have to literally wear a black tie and gown where you can find some really prestigious women. But if you're not at an event like that, which is happening November 6th, I would say you would meet them downtown, you know, maybe at a restaurant. You can, I don't know, I'm kind of new to this because I think I'm a good woman, but I'm everywhere. I'm not just in one spot. So you're going to have to catch me like a Pokemon. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
I like that.
Great ball,
I like that. Yeah.
Oh, so you're single.
So that's my
you're saying you're single. You're putting the bad signal out there. You're single.
Yes. I'm single. I do have an interest, but nobody
oh, okay.
Said, hey,
situationship?
Taking you off the market. So, yeah, I'm single.
I'm hearing a lot about these situationships these days. That's the new thing. Oh, I got a situation. You got a situation?
We're entanglement, like on some August I'll see that.
Oh, my God.
Pinkies.
Don't say entanglement. Don't say that.
No definition of entanglement.
We call them entanglements.
Yeah, I know.
We call them entanglements.
Wendy.
Hey, Dirty, You sound like you got the answer, man.
Well, what I would say, I don't think it's a specific place we go. I think it's who we become, and I think that depending on how you choose to level yourself up and the way you choose to present yourself to the world, you will attract a very good woman.
Right.
I believe that we attract who we are or who we need to learn
yes,
from.
Right,
and when you're looking for somebody to become a partner to you, an extension of you, somebody who wants to be tied to you, you have to become that of which you want to attract to you. So you can go many different places, whether it be Columbus, L.A., or anywhere else, but you have to be that of which you want to attract, because you can't attract somebody if you're not willing to sit up here and live up to what you're trying to bring to you. That's not fair.
Yeah.
What kind of,
yeah.
You know, where's the fun in that? If I'm saying
right.
I want you to be a
that's
good woman,
right.
But I'm a mediocre man, I don't deserve you. I deserve somebody as mediocre as me until I decide to become a greater man. So I believe that if I had to say this to any male, you know what I'm saying? I was giving relationship advice to a client of mine. I would say that you walk in the full truth of who you are. You love who you are. You love what you have to present. And you love those aspects about you that you want somebody else to appreciate in you. And those are the sides of you that make you who you are. And that's what's going to attract the woman that's right for you. But make sure you're doing every single thing that's necessary to be the man that she deserves to.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. I think we got
Brenda. Yes.
Where? I don't know if you're single. You probably married. You might.
No, I'm single.
No, I'm talking
I
about Brenda.
Myself.
Brenda.
Yes,
oh, Brenda,
I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So.
And
if you were,
said,
if
you
were, I was gonna say, if you were single or when you were single, what would a man need to do to get your attention? How could a man approach you when you were single? Like, what did it take?
How would you approach me? You would introduce yourself properly. You will have a conversation like, what do you like? You want to go somewhere to eat? Let's go out and have lunch or go out and have dinner. We can exchange each other's numbers and have a lot of conversations. Going to each other's place is not the best advice. Not thinking about having sex and nothing like that. That's how I see how for a man to approach me.
Okay. I guess, Bobby, in your life experience, Bobby, what do you think was the best way to go about approaching a woman, or what would be like the best spots for a bachelor to go to find a single woman?
Well, you know, I definitely agree with what Odie said. There's no real specific place, but I will say this. There, you know, if you want a woman, like Odie said, like who you are based on, like you want a woman like similar to you that, you know, that y'all can grow together with, you know, that y'all on the same page. Y'all have a lot of the same views on life. Your philosophy is really similar. And but you're going to find, depending on who you are, I mean, I don't think the club is the best place, because usually at a club, people just look for, like, that one-night stand, you know.
Oh, no, yeah.
So I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's usually not the place or the bar or anything like that. You know, it may happen in the grocery store or supermarket. It may happen in the library. It may happen in school.
Yeah.
It may happen walking down the street. You know, it can happen on a train, a bus, you know, whatever. So it can happen. You know, all you got to do is strike conversation. Y'all see each other. Y'all have a conversation. Once y'all have a conversation right there, you're going to have a feeling. You're going to get a feeling for each other, you know, and you're going to find out what that person, and that person is going to find out what you're into. So if you guys really, to be honest with you, you know, God really should be in the picture, because it seems like these days relationships, it's like almost like just having a boyfriend and girlfriend, like just having, just being in a relationship. Like marriages are just it's just, you know, this week they're married, next week they're getting divorced. Like, I don't see these like long term relationships anymore, marriages like back in the day, like our parents, or, you know, most of our parents. I'm not going to say all, because my parents, but my mom's raised me, but I just see my pops and now and then. But, you know, I just think that, and I learned from that too. And that's no doubt. I learned from how he was and how he treated my mom. So I don't want to be like that, you know. So I want to be totally the opposite. Some people, you know, they go through certain things coming up, and then instead of trying to negative things, instead of like trying to stray away from it, they wind up becoming that same person that the way you treat them, they wind up treating somebody else the same way they've been treated. And to me, like, you should have learned from that, like how not to, you know, treat someone. So, but anyway, yeah, so it doesn't really matter. It just depends on the two. It just depends on the two people. You can meet pretty much anywhere. And you got to be real. You got to be, and you got to be fair. You have to be fair. You can't be lying to women and vice versa. You got to put everything on the table up front. Give the person the opportunity to choose. So, yeah.
I think I don't know. We live in an interesting time. It seems like social media has become, or dating sites and stuff have become, the new norm. Like, I'm old school. I'll pull up on a woman walking down the street. Now, I'm not saying I ain't always on my game. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood. Sometimes I don't have the confidence that day. But when I'm feeling it, I will pull up. And it's funny, because it's like, it seemed like years ago, before the real rise of social media and dating sites and stuff, like, it felt normal, and people didn't kind of look like, are you trying to talk to me? Like, what is this? Like, where they do that at? Like, this is me being a man. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do, right? And it's like, I see other guys do it too, and it's like, you know what, though? I see it a lot more rare. I will see a beautiful woman walking down the street, bunch of guys all in the neighborhood standing around. Nobody says nothing to her. I'm sitting here like, it wasn't like this years ago. It's gotten to the point that men aren't even comfortable to talk to women no more. And it's like, I think a part of it, I think social media and stuff, it's like we've become less social. We use social media and become less social. That's kind of crazy, right? But I do feel like that is happening. Also, I feel like the modern woman has, like, the new norm for the modern woman is just, like, it's off balance. It's too much testosterone. Like, a lot of these modern women have too much testosterone.
Oh, my God.
I agree.
Yeah, I do. I feel like that. It's too much testosterone.
Very strongly
like
agree.
We need to dial back when men were men and ladies were ladies. I think we need to go back, revisit about 15 years ago before it was all of this, all these different sites and stuff and all this, look at me, I got this amount of followers and I'm that, you know what, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I'm the, you know what I mean? All of that, before all of that, it seemed like people were a lot more humble and it was just easier to connect and vibe. It was just more natural. And now it's just all, hey, look at me, I got this, look at my car, look at this, look at that. Now, this is my worth to the world, like materialistic things and followers and being popular and stuff. It seems has changed how we deal and interact with one another. You know what I mean?
Well, it also depends on what city.
Yeah, it could definitely play a role. Good, yeah, yeah. Geographical location could definitely play a role.
That's true. Yeah. I would also say upbringing as well. Like, if you never been taught how to really truly approach the opposite sex, or at least how to be comfortable in your own skin as a certain gender or so, the way you're going to go about it in the ever-growing population of social climate and, you know, it's, you're going to get a blurred vision of how to approach someone versus how you know someone used to back in the day. And it's, and I just to piggyback on what you said, not to cut no one off or anything like that, but when he said like the over exertation of masculinity coming from women, and it's something I spoke about on my show as well, is that back in the day you had women who were more strong into their womanhood and their femininity. And they knew how to use it because a woman could, you know, humble a man if she's strong in her femininity. But you have so many women now that want to, who act like men and that repulses and repels men. The only thing that's going to balance me out, it, you know, me walking into my, you know, my divine, you know, masculinity, I want somebody just as humble on the opposite end of that, because a woman can speak to a man's soul in a way that no one else can.
That's me right there.
That's something I need my soul spoke to. I don't want to feel like I'm about to debate or compete with the person that you're supposed to be dating. That's not really interesting. That's not how you grow sustaining relationships. You endure.
That is so true. I live in Evansville, Indiana, which everything is very slow. We are in the ice age in Evansville, Indiana. So, Wendy, when you come to Evansville, you'll notice some things. And we're more humble. And we're not flashy. And if any movie stars come through there, we don't care who you are or what you do, just as long as you're human. And that's how Evansville, Indiana is. So I don't want to date nobody in Evansville.
Is that near Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Yes, it is near Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm 6 hours from Chicago.
Right, Chicago's there. Yeah, my son went to school at Notre Dame. Went to Notre Dame. He's in Indianapolis.
Okay. Well, I'm not too familiar with Indianapolis. I only go to Indianapolis unless there's entertainment. And Evansville folks just want to live and work there. you know. But as mm-hmm. far as entertainment, we drive far away, like to Louisville, Kentucky, Chicago, Indianapolis, from basically Evansville is just to live there and work and go to work and live. But I don't want to date anybody in my own town. I'd rather go to another city.
Okay.
And so are my oats, you know, and get lucky, you know.
Is that how you found your husband, like you're going to another city?
I'm single.
I thought, well, I'm confused. I thought you said you was married.
No, I'm single.
I think it was the other young lady. It was the other lady.
Ooh. No. You talking about Anna? You talking about Wendy's daughter? No.
No, no, not the daughter. No, not her. It was
Catherine.
Right.
It was Catherine who was married. Mm-hmm.
No. I thought Brenda just said she was married. Okay.
No,
Okay. So here we go. And this is, all right. So what do y'all think about long distance relationships? And it's Anna. Do we still have Anna with us? I'm gonna give her a chance to chime in. She's still with us. Okay. So
Anna,
I think you said you're from Ohio, correct?
Yes, I just relocated back to Ohio from California.
Relocated back to Ohio. Okay, so we're going to start with you, and we're going to pass it around. We're going to have a cipher. How do you feel about long-distance relationships? Somebody that might be like 5 hours away, would you entertain, but he's like a great guy, would you entertain that, or he has to be local to you?
Where I am in my life, you need to be close by, because if you ain't close by, I might fly, because things happen, okay? And I really feel as though for me to have a real connection with you, I need more than just a phone conversation, a video chat. I need to, you know, to be there to actually get to another level with you. I can't get to that level if it's just over the phone. I'm a grown woman, so I need more than the phone conversation.
Right.
Okay, one thing I'm gonna add to that. So what if like he's like, well, he got money and he's like, it ain't nothing to come out there and visit, and the ultimate plan is for either you to relocate to him or him to relocate to you. But that's the plan. This is a great guy, you're attracted to him, then what? Still a no? Could you ride it out for a year or two?
It'd still be a no for me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Am I next?
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear from your brother. What about you in that situation? What do you do? Great woman.
Long-term
7 hours
relationship.
Away.
You said 7 hours away.
She's a great 7 hours away. She's a great woman, the greatest woman you ever met. She's bad. She got all the assets you want, everything. But she's all distance, but she's ready and willing to relocate if need be. But, well, of course she needs to. But even you relocate to her, she relocates to you. Y'all both doing y'all thing. Y'all both got money. It ain't about that. It's just going to take time. Because you take a year or two to build with her before one of y'all relocate to the other.
Okay. All right. As a single dad, I'm not relocating nowhere.
You got baby mamas.
Honest. Nah, my kid's with me.
Oh, shout out to you,
yeah,
brother.
My oldest three is with me, and my youngest two I get to see. So, yeah, if it came down to that, because if I have to relocate, that's uprooting everything I got and everything I work towards to maintain my babies, and I'm not about to do that. You know, if the vibes are cool, if everything should, you know, meet up just right, I'll be fine if she ends up coming to town. But I got to be honest, long-distance relationship is not going to sustain me in nights where I may want to hold someone. A long-distance relationship isn't going to be able to sustain me, but sometimes you might just want to feel somebody's presence right there. You know, and that gets really difficult when you're going through all kinds of changes emotionally through life and just stresses that may be presenting themselves. And you got somebody who's God knows how many hours away, and you can't, they're not there. They're there, but they're not there. And I think there'll be more of a strain on the relationship than anything else. So it'd be a no for me.
Okay. Who we got? Hold on. Who we got next? Brenda?
Yes. Long-distance relationship. I would say I have did long-distance relationships for many years. And they work for me because, you know, I do travel. And hopefully the man that I'm interested with that will travel to Evansville, or I could travel to him with our relationship intact and we're doing good, I'm willing to relocate. So that's me. I'm willing to work with a long-distance relationship. I have no problem with a long-distance relationship.
Okay. Hello? Okay. So, yeah. We here. Oh, yes. That's us. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
Okay. You'll make. Okay. Cool. we got next. Y'all ain't catch that. Who we got next? Wendy.
Yeah.
You get around, Wendy. Like, you travel, you on the West Coast and you on the East Coast. You're not a person that just sits still anyway. Could you do it, Wendy?
Well, you know, I've never considered it, never thought about it really, you know, it just depends. You know, I've been through a little bit of everything.
You said it depends, right? Wait, let me lay it off with you real quick. Great guy. You're attracted to him. He's financially well off. Great credit score over 800. He has a business. You know, he's a business owner. He's very successful. Money and a thing. And he's either willing to relocate you or relocate to you. Either way, he's with it, but it's going to take a year or two of your life. And he's just asking, if you give me a year or two of your life, I'm going to make you the happiest woman ever, but you got to be willing to build this thing with me. Give me a year or two tops. You know, what do you do? Great guy. What do you do?
Well, I just
Do you think you'd be able to stay faithful?
A faithful person to my own self. You know, there's too much stuff out there to be unfaithful. You know, but definitely, in getting to know the person, regardless of what physical, you know, on a 3D that the person has, I'm more of a 5D woman. You know what I mean? If you don't have your 5D together, your wealth, your spiritual wealth together, that means that everything that you're saying on 3D, you know, money and this and that, you know, that's well. But, you know, the character and personality, that 5D is the spiritual realm. Are you mature?
Yes.
You know, are you capable of,
you
know,
being
vulnerable?
All of that.
But no, I don't. You don't know that until you actually get involved.
Oh, don't
try to
mess up
my
scenario. Oh my God.
Yeah, you have to date. No, I'm old school. You know what I mean?
Oh no, this is completely possible.
Well, I guess what I'm saying here is that, you know, for me, you know, I think I've tried everything underneath the sun to see what I am of the woman I have become. I'm more of the 5D. I'm spiritual. So therefore, you know, you can have all the 3D money, whatever, but if you ain't together in the spirit, you know, where you're mature, where things count, you know, where you are ready to be, you know, vulnerable and, you know, bring out the love part of you. You know what I'm saying? And that takes time.
Could you give him a year or two of your life for y'all to relocate to each other and be and ride off to the sunset together?
It depends. I have to wait to see. That is not something that I can say right off because I've never done it. You know, and in the time that I do it, I do know this much, is to take your time, especially when you're talking about time limits on, you know, whether I'm going to be with you, you know, relocating or you being with me. You know, you just take your time and walk it through and make sure that you're with the right person, because doing a date out of town is like going on the internet and dating online, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and so you don't get to be with them on a consistent in order to know them. So you do have to take your time.
It's about taking that gamble. Okay.
Well, you know, for those that can take the gamble, can take the gamble, you know?
And I think the younger a person is, the more willing. I think the people who've lived more, 30 or over, might be a little less willing because they feel like they've already, a big portion of their life has already passed them by and they got less time to waste. So I think a younger person that's younger might be a little more open because they got so much more life left. You know what I mean?
Well, man, I think you should turn that around, Tay. I think it should sound like this. You know, people that have lived don't waste time wasting time. But for those that are younger, you know what I'm saying? Because they got time, waste it a little more liberally. But when we're older and we done lived, we don't want to waste no more time trying to be liberal.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like you're saying what I was saying, but in a more talk way. Bobby, I'm going to get to you because you've got to run all the time, but I definitely want to hear from you. How do you feel about this topic? What would you do? A great woman, everything I just explained, would you be able to do it? Take a year or two of your life for a great woman and rebuild and build a life together? She's long distance, but, you know, she's willing to relocate.
Okay, I never did that whole long distance relationship thing, but if we all communicating on a regular basis, however we're communicating, and we are on the same page mentally, you know, spiritually and everything like that, and, you know, we also, and realistically, so far as our finances and all the 3Ds that the young lady was talking about, you know, everything is on point. Yes. And everything is on point. I would have to consider it, even though I've never done it before. I would have to consider that. But I have to know because, you know, that this person is real. Like, I really have to know because, you know, if I'm in one state, she's in another state, how do I know what she's doing? She doesn't know what I'm doing really physically. We could be talking all this good stuff, but then I have somebody with me right in the car, you know, or right in my living room or something, right while I'm talking to her, or vice versa, you know, or she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
was having sex with the side chick while they was talking to their girl, or vice versa. Women that's going to do that too, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are situations. I don't want that because as soon as that happens, I'm done. I'm not going to be like, if I ever find out I'm with you twice, I'm done with her because that's not it for me. I'm serious. I'm not one and done. You know, I'm one and done. Like, I'm not going to give you another chance and all that stuff. I'm out. You know, I'm out.
But you're saying you would be willing to entertain it, like if it's like a great woman and everything, you would give it a shot.
I would. She has to show me who she is. She has to prove it to me. I don't know how that's going to be done in two different cities, but if she prove it to me, then it would be something to consider. It'd definitely be something to consider.
Yeah.
If she's real. I could be in my city with a lot of women that's not for me, but I could find one for me that's in another city. So another city, some state or whatever. So, you know. So.
Right. Depends on the relationship.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So for me, based on now, I live in B-More. I don't know if y'all have been to B-More and know what B-More is like, but it's like mini Chicago in a way, you know, and it's a lot of masculine women here, a lot of like quote unquote hood chicks, thotties,
yes.
Whatever you want to call them, right?
Yes.
A lot of that here. It's a lot of that here. It's
young
it's,
MA.
I mean, if you, huh?
I say Young MA, the rapper.
Yeah, all of that. All of that.
Young Ma.
Yeah, there's a lot of that here too.
Young Ma.
If you're straight off the block, you'll do well here. You will do well here. But if you're not one of those dudes that's straight off the block, and you know, hold yourself to a standard, you have morals and values, and you need a woman that's going to be feminine, you know, friendly, you know what I mean, all that stuff, then this would probably not be the best place. But, you know, and so me thinking about that, considering that, not just my relationships and dealings, but the other people here, then I would definitely consider a woman at another place. Now, if she's over in California, that might be a problem, right? Because I might be like, oh, man,
right.
She's so far, and it sounds good, but that's a far, you know what I mean? It takes so much to even be able to get together from that distance. But if it's, let's say, New York, that's like 3 hours away, a lot more attainable. If it's close enough where you can drive and it's reasonable, it's realistic, I would have to consider, because I feel like it ain't a lot of good women here, not a lot of good choices, but most of the good women are taken. And being through the stuff that I've been through, I'm like, yeah, I would consider, because it's like, what do I got to lose? I've already been through baby mama drama. I done already been arrested, lied on. I done been through a divorce. I done been through all types of stuff. What else is there for me here? Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I mean,
right.
I would prefer a woman in my city that's a good woman, but I would definitely be open-minded, because I think about the benefit of, and she's a great woman, and she's like, oh, we're locating in a thing. Look, it ain't nothing. Let's just build. And I'm like, well, let's see how it go. I would consider, but I would definitely be watching closely, really closely. If all of a sudden at 11 o'clock, like the lunch place, you stop calling me and all of that, I'm like, we up to the games now. But if she stay consistent the whole time, and a year later, it's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm about to start looking, you know what I mean? I'm about to start looking for a place down there or whatever, or we're going to get a place together. Me, myself, and this is a whole other discussion. We're going to have to do this again and have a panel discussion, because this is fun. But me, myself, I like the idea, and a lot of people, I know this is unpopular, I like the idea of me and my partner both having our own place. I'm not really feeling the idea of us moving together and being in each other's face all the time, getting in each other's nerves. I like the idea of we can spend some nights together, but you got your own place, and I got my own place. Does anybody object to that, or that's something that y'all think would be realistic to y'all?
I agree.
Oh, okay,
If you're not married, then yeah, that's cool. Well, what happens if you get
married? Now, if you say, as long as y'all not married, then that's cool. Obviously, if you're married, you got to let
right.
it happen, so I agree. Yeah, if you're married, you have to. There's no way around it. So, Bobby, you agree. Brenda agrees. Wendy, what do you think? Did you have to live with your partner?
Do you have to
live with your partner?
What did you just say?
Y'all not married.
If you're not married,
yeah, would you have to live with your partner?
If you're not married, would you be willing to just live with your partner?
No. What I'm asking you is it mandatory for you and your partner to have to live together once you grow in your relationship? Would you put that pressure and say, I need to live with my man? Or would you like the idea of y'all having your own places?
I've placed myself in various of situations which was entanglement.
It's complicated. It's a very simple question. Very simple question.
So I don't know how to answer that, except that, you know, it just depends. You know what I mean? I have to see once I'm in it. I'll know which way I want to go, basically.
Okay. Okay, what about
I got
Anna?
To have my own space. I got to have my own space.
Brenda, I'm with you on that, sister. I'm with you. What
yeah,
about Anna?
Yeah, I like that, too.
Is she still there? Anna, you still with us?
Anna, you still with
us? Yeah, I am.
What about you? Do you feel like you and your partner have to live together once you grow in your relationship, or you like the idea of having your own places and just being able to spend unlimited time together?
I love the idea of having my own place. So I personally am okay with him living his own spot until he says, will you be and take my last name? And I mean, I got to pick his address, right?
Yeah. There you go. That's it right there.
There you go.
Gotta get an initial board in there. This was fun, y'all. I could do this for hours. This was fun getting a bunch of adults on the panel, male and females alike, just talking about real life stuff, and you know what I mean. I love this. We
right.
We should get together. This I would love this same panel of what's the six? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The same panel was 6. If we could get together sometime in the near future, before the year, before 2021 ends, and do a panel discussion, I think we'd have a great discussion. This was fun.
I'm game for that.
Yeah, put my name down.
We all connected through Wendy, so I mean, between
this
me and Wendy communicating, I feel like we can make it happen. Shout out to everybody.
Happy birthday, Tay.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday,
y'all.
Libras.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy
birthday. Shout out to the Libras. Right.
Libra.
Sure. Yes, sir. Before we go, does anybody have anything you want to promote one last time before we go?
It's my Anna Lay. I do have a podcast coming up in a few weeks. It's called Black Girl Nerdy World, and it's all things anime, comics, cosplay, and gaming.
Wow.
Okay.
That's dope.
I love anime. Yeah.
So it's called Black Girl Nerdy World.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's called Black Girl Nerdy.
I'm sorry. I don't know who was talking. Sorry.
The name of the podcast. Black Girl Nerdy World, something like that.
What is it again, Anna?
It's called Black Girl Nerdy World.
Oh, Nerdy World. All right.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Anime,
okay.
Cosplay, and comics.
All right. I want everybody to hurry up and get theirs because this stupid thing could cut off probably, I don't know, it's unpredictable. It could cut off within the next few minutes. I don't know. It's really unpredictable. So I want everybody to kind of just be able to get their stuff out. You ain't got to rush. You ain't got to be like Speedy Gonzalez, but you know, try to be fluent so you can have time to get it all out.
Right.
Who's next? We got what?
Who's next?
Who we got
young,
next?
Who, your other young lady or?
Dodie.
Dodie.
I think Dodie was trying to go. Go ahead, Dodie.
I'm sorry. A Dodie podcast, Dowdy3ty. That's on Anchor, Spotify, various places where you can listen to podcasts. And a Dodie Moment, still spelled Dowdy3ty, but that's on YouTube. Those are visual episodes, and of course, I have the audio podcast.
Dowdy3ty.
Yes.
Okay. Did Brenda go?
No. Check me out on Lady Diva Live Radio on Blog Talk Radio starting October 29th. All through November, I got new music artists, included with Debonair Music and Tangeray Hayward, up-and-coming artists and artists. They got new singles, new EPs out. I got R&B, rap, and instrumental music on my platform. Check me out, Lady Diva Live Radio, on all music streams.
Awesome.
Okay, nice. Wendy?
And, yeah, I am Lardy Miss Clardy and Company on Blog Talk Radio. I am also on Spotify, Anchor. And, you know, I have music that is out. I'm everywhere. Just Google me, Lardy Miss Clardy.
There she
Lardy
is.
Miss Clardy. All right.
Just Google. You heard her. Just Google her. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Just Google her. She's popping in these streets with a K. Yes. Yeah, man. Well, this is It's Real Talk Radio, Tabor on Bobby G. You can email us because we love to interview people, have guests, and put people's talents and, you know, what they got going on out there to the people. So you can email us at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. And, you know, we'd love to have you on and, you know, put your stuff out there, man. Let the people know what you do. So, yeah, we got,
oh,
and, like
also,
I said, me and Bobby got an EP coming. Oh, go ahead, Bobby.
We got an EP coming out. And you can also check me out on Bobby G Real Talk. It's a YouTube channel. You know, we come out every Sunday. So Tay is behind me. You know, he's doing the producing, and I'm, you know, real short.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
can't forget that plug. Yeah. Bobby G Real Talk. Real Talk. It's called Real Talk with Bobby G. But the email address is Bobby G Real Talk at Gmail. But the show is Real Talk with Bobby
Real
G. I think you just
Bobby
did episode 10, right? Just
yeah.
released episode 10, so you just go on YouTube, type in Real Talk with Bobby G, or Bobby G Real Talk, and it'll pop right up. You see all the episodes, and there you have it. Yeah, and so you know, we got the EP coming. Be on the lookout for that, Tabriel and Bobby G. And once it's finalized, we'll have more announcements when it's released and where you can get it and all that good stuff. So with that said, man, this is Tabriel. We got, you know, then of course my homie Bobby G. Then we got Brenda, we got Wendy, we got Anna, we got Dodie. Yep, everybody on the panel, shout out to y'all. Had a great time with y'all. And we're gonna definitely do that panel. That's gonna be great. I'm looking forward to that. We're gonna definitely do that. Wendy, I'm gonna talk to you. We're gonna talk. Yeah, this is It's Real Talk Radio, man. We out of here. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.